USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Chinese rocket that had been falling to Earth in an uncontrolled reentry has crashed into the ocean near the Maldives. According to the U.S. Space Force, the remnant of the 23-ton Long March 2B rocket entered the Earth's atmosphere around 10:30 p.m. Eastern Saturday night, crashing into the Indian Ocean north of the island country. The Chinese Space Agency said that most of the rocket broke up during reentry. And Americans are hitting the road again as air travel continues to recover. Transportation Security Administration officials say more than 1.7 million passengers were screened on Friday, the busiest day since the beginning of the pandemic. On the same day 1 year ago, as much of America was under some form of lockdown, just 215,000 people were screened. But travel still has a ways to go to recover. On the same day in 2019, more than 2.6 million passengers passed through the nation's airports. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Hackers are behind an apparent attempt to disrupt the nation's oil supply. Mike Fortier reports.
Colonial Pipeline, responsible for transporting almost half of the East Coast fuel supply, saying Friday it was the victim of a cyber attack. In response, the company shuts down its entire network to contain the threat. Federal law enforcement investigating. No one publicly claiming responsibility. There's no word on when the company will resume operations. It transports about 2.5 million barrels of gas a day. The last time the company experienced a major disruption 4 years ago after Hurricane Harvey, that led gas prices to rise to a 5-year high. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And the leader of Scotland says she will hold a second independence referendum after the COVID pandemic subsides. After gaining seats in the Scottish Parliament in Saturday's election, Scottish National Party leader and First Minister Nicola Sturgeon said she intends to give people in Scotland the right to choose their future, but did not set a timeline for a second vote. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Sunday is a day to thank Mom for everything she does. Wendy King takes a look back at the origins of Mother's Day from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
It's Mother's Day weekend, and the history of the holiday has some interesting beginnings. Suffragist and writer Julia Ward Howe first suggested the idea of Mother's Day in the U.S. in 1872. Howe was a pacifist and saw the holiday as a chance to unite women and rally for peace. For many years, she held an annual Mother's Day meeting in Boston. West Virginia activist Anna Jarvis is credited with creating the holiday. In 1908, Jarvis campaigned for a national observance of the holiday in honor of her mother, who was a community health advocate. Her mother had organized several Mother's Day work clubs that addressed child rearing and public health issues. Later, Jarvis said she was disillusioned by how the floral and greeting card companies capitalized on the holiday. She said she regretted starting it. It became an official U.S. holiday in 1914 when President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the second Sunday in May as a day to celebrate our mothers. At first, people wrote letters to their mothers. Later, cards, presents, and flowers were incorporated into the tradition. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.